For many of the women sitting in the pews listening to the organists this Easter Sunday, it's a day to show off their hats. But in African American churches, hats are not just Easter wear. Black women don hats every Sunday morning. It's called hatitude. At a church here in Washington, some told us about their most precious accessory.
Oh, I wear a hat. I keep my head covered. Because somewhere I think it said that in the Bible, that you're supposed to keep your head covered while you're in service. The ladies used to do it in olden time. It's a tradition.
I love hats. They make you feel like you're dressed to go to church. I have on a purple silk suit. It's called amethyst. And I have black shoes, black bag, black top. The hat is black. It has feathers at the end with big bows around the top and around the crown, and it sits to the side and sort of drapes down the back.
Oh, maybe about 20, 30. They're all in a hat box downstairs. I got a room.
My favorite hat? I don't have a favorite. I just love hats.
A new book, Crowns, Portraits of Black Women in Church Hats, documents this African-American custom. Michael Cunningham is the photographer. He's the son of an evangelist who wears hats and preaches to her congregation on the importance of the tradition. Craig Marbury wrote the text. His mother and grandmother also wear hats to church, but he says it wasn't their hats that caught his attention.
I grew up in St. Paul Church of God in Christ. My grandfather was the pastor. And Church of God in Christ women traditionally are known for wearing the most flamboyant hats. In fact, I like to say that there are three sizes of hats Kojic women wear: big, bigger, and wide. You have to sit in front of me. So I was stunned every Sunday. When I heard Michael was taking these photographs, I almost dropped the phone when my friend told me, because I could hear the collective voices of the stories behind the hats. I think the photographs are stunningly beautiful, as you can see on the radio.
Yes. Well, let's talk about that. Yes. Let's talk about one of these photographs on the radio. And I tell you what, let's start with the cover photograph of a very formidable woman.
Yes.
Tell us who she is.
She is St. Clary Sanders, and she is 68 years old. And funny thing, she said that she never really liked taking photographs, but she loved the photograph on the cover. And she said, "And you know, I never thought I'd be a cover girl."
Well, she is just staring at the camera as if to say, "What is it that you want?" But she is wearing this hat that sort of begins above her left eye, as I'm looking at it, with a jeweled brooch, and then explodes into a crown of feathers, and then there are longer feathers that kind of flow out of the top of it. But the story she tells is of an ugly hat. This isn't the hat, is it? The ugly hat?
No, this is a beautiful hat.
Yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and it's so distinctive, and she says that's what she looks for in hats, odd-looking hats. The fun for me through this project was looking at Michael's photograph and seeing what he captured and trying to guess where the woman was going to take me with her story. And this photograph of Mrs. Saunders threw me more than any other of the others, because she looks so proud and stern, and there's that strong jaw and those solemn eyes. But she tells one of the funniest stories in the book about the ugliest hat that was ever made and that a relative of hers tried to sell to her. She says it was a big old awkward looking hat, and I mean big. I like big hats now, but this hat was huge. I called it a tub because it looked like you could bathe a dog in it. It was wider than my shoulders. That hat didn't have any life, didn't have nothing. It didn't have no veil, didn't have no band, it didn't have no feathers. All it had was a lot of ugly.
And we did find that the older the women were, the more flamboyant their hats were.
Really? Why do you think that is?
I personally think that it's because the older the women are, they're more comfortable with themselves. And you can't tell them anything. They've gotten to that point in life, and they can wear what they want and do what they want. And they know they look well in the hats. And those are the women who wore the feathers and the sequins, and the hats were really large. And to me, that was really surprising.
And plus, every year, if you're trying to outdo the hat you had the previous year, by the time you get in your 60s and 70s, you're going to have some stunning hats on top of your head.
Now, are these women outdoing the hats for themselves or for the other members of the congregation?
Looking at the tradition from the outside, it may appear that it's about self-glorification, but it's really not. It's about glorifying God, but it's also about sisterhood. Black women are part of this wonderful sorority because this tradition is uniquely theirs. Mm. And so it's in part not to show off, but to bond with the other women who practice the tradition.
How is it that this sorority of black women wearing hats came about? I mean, you tell stories of women who, for example, when they first begin to make a little bit of money, mm-hmm. the first thing they'll do is go out and get a good go-to-church hat.
Well, you know, the tradition has roots both in the Bible and in African tradition. Apostle Paul wrote an open letter to the Corinthians decreeing that a woman should cover her head before worship. And women in other denominations obey that edict, the Amish, the Brethren, but they choose very simple head coverings, bonnets, lace caps, three-cornered scarves. But black women took it in such a flamboyant direction, and I think that's because of the African roots of the tradition. Many African societies believe that the head houses all wisdom, and that it's the entry and exit point for the spirit, and therefore the head deserves special adornment, which explains the fancy galas or head wraps you see from Africa and the intricate braids and hairstyles. So that tradition, blended with the biblical roots, led to the sort of hats that the black women wear today.
So it's sort of in keeping with the commandment, keep holy and glamorous the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is Easter, I mean, we talk about the Sunday hat being the hat, but is the Easter Sunday hat the hat?
I wouldn't say it is. I would definitely say that in that case, every Sunday is Easter for these women because they always want to put their finest on. And you could go into a church and you wouldn't know if it was Easter or in December or any other month. So I don't think it has any special relevance.
Yeah, wearing a special hat on Easter is for amateurs. The hat queens look fine every Sunday.
That's right.
Michael Cunningham is the photographer. Craig Marbury is the writer of the new book called Crowns, Portraits of Black Women in Church Hats, published by Doubleday. They joined us from New York. Thank you both so much.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.